Hoki mai anō rā e te iwi ki te reo o te tiu, o te rā, te reo, o te hiku, o te ika kamutu kei runga i te waia kōrero i tēnei wā. A tōku nei manuhiri tuarua mō tēnei rā, ko tui te pā tērā no te rōpū ahipara takiwa ki te hokawhiti kōrero pā ana ki ngā kaupapa huhua o te wā. Tāhuri aki tātou ki te waia kōrero, tēnā koe tuhi, tui pēhi ana koe.
Oh, pai tēnā, miharua hau i tēnei rā.
aha kua pauri ana te rangi, although the weather's shocking here in Kaitaia, experiencing four seasons in one day up here in the far north like usual, but you know, what are some of the kaupapa going on out there in Ahipara?
Well, summer started to sort of show its hand, and you know, we've seen a bit of an uplift in visitors, especially with the school holidays out in Ahipara at the moment, so it's just things are trucking along as per usual out there. We had a rōpū from a kura kaupapa in Kaikohe, I believe, arrive in Ahipara with a whole pile of bikes, so had a couple of panic phone calls. There's 40 bikes unloading on trailers, so, you know, Pāro went down and had a bit of a kōrero today, a matua with a bunch of tamariki, and it's just a communication around being respectful for the coast, you know, sort of communicating where the no-go zones were, so they were really appreciative of that. So, you know, kind of got the old, you know, make sure you're respectful, otherwise a not-so-friendly local might approach you.
Ai, nā, tika rā o kōrero, you know, coming into the summer period, we're going to be seeing a lot more of that, hopefully not in multitudes of 40, but definitely bikes and things coming out like that. There's a lot of nanakia been happening around the takiwa lately, especially with the theft of vehicles. Any whakaro on those types of kaupapa?
Yeah, gosh, I mean, you know, we had a tangi out, one of our familiars had passed away in the weekend, you know, we shot out to Waikiri, and a particular truck that was stolen on Saturday had carted, people, whānau that were going to the tangi right out to Waikiri, took a whole pile of food out for us, you know, as we were waiting for the tide to change so we could come back in again. And poor old Tomo's truck gets pinched. I was like, man, you know, you can't even leave stuff on your lawn without someone having a issue with it.
Kia ora, you know, and the fella that did that, actually, he almost caused an accident. My mum and I were driving, and he just pulls out of nowhere. You know, and these types of people also, they don't really get slapped by the hand of, you know, the law, especially when they go around stealing cars. One of our Mete's cars from Mahi got stolen last year, and nothing actually happens to those types of people. Is there something that the takiwa can do up here in te hiku o te ika to try and encourage change, I suppose, in these types of areas?
Oh, you know, you're dead right. Nothing serious happens to these offenders, but by crikey dicks, if you try and, you know, protect your belongings or dare I say it, seek a bit of retribution, then, you know, you get nailed.
Kilda.
So I guess that, you know, I was watching the corridor that kind of rolled out over Tomo's truck, and it's just, you know, we've got to stop enabling this kind of behaviour, eh? If you know, you've got whānau members that are being bim and hoed to you like that, call them out. It's just unacceptable, eh?
Definitely, you know, and we've been seeing this for the past you know, year to two up here in Kaitaia, and it's just happening over and over again. I think it definitely is time, you know, and obviously we can't do create rōpū of vigilantes going around stopping the crime here in Kaitaia, because as you said, it's the people that try and protect their whānau and their whare that end up, you know,
getting
with tickets
trouble.
And ending up in the courthouse and things like that. Apart from those types of kaupapa coming into summer, are there any other types of kōrero akiaki to the whānau that are coming north to spend their holidays up here? Any words of encouragement, kaitiakitanga kōrero rānei mō erahunga?
And I guess it's that kind of common denominator kōrero as well around, you know, our whānau that are coming back into the north. It's just be aware of, you know, your surroundings and especially when you're out on the beach, you know, make sure, you know, we're not blooming. I think I saw down the line somewhere some people got nailed for thousands of tipi that they'd taken, and a lot of them were undersized. And we know that our townie brownie cousins, you know, they don't get access to the seafood like we do, and they, you know, some of them tend to get a little bit excited
greedy
about the pick. So you just got to be mindful of that whole sustaining kōrero, eh?
Kia ora. And, you know, it's not like the numbers are low. You're allowed to take 120 pipi per person. So if you're thousands over the limit, e hua, kia kaha,
yeah.
Think about other people.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah, aye. So another kaupapa that you have coming up is a Waiata Wānanga out there in Roma Marae.
Yes, next weekend. So that's being facilitated by Whare Wiki Mākehā and also one of our whanaungas from out at Whirinaki.
Mm.
So that's just reviving some old oriori from the area, and I think I might have mentioned before that we think that Motini had a bit of a hand in scribing some of the verses, because she's very vocal about some tohu that we see out in Ahipara in terms of, you know, when tangi is near, I guess. But, so, yeah, they're going to open it up this week so the boys can come and have a play. So last week, last wānanga was for our females, our wahine only. But, yeah, I suppose we can let the boys come in and have a play this time.
Awesome, you know, and it's also cool to hear Whai Wiki is a part of this kaupapa. We all know that she's got, you know, a wealth of knowledge when it comes to our waiata tawhito, and just being able to revitalise a lot of those songs that not a lot of us know these days, which is pretty sad. So awesome to see these types of kaupapa. Hoi Nora, thank you, Tui, for coming on our show this afternoon to have a kōrero with us about the kaupapa out there in Ahipara. Like we say, never a dull moment out there on the West Coast. However, do you have any final kōrero for our listeners here at Te Hiko o Te Ika at this time?
Oh, nah, just basically keep an eye out for your neighbours, eh? Especially with all this mahi namakia going on right around Te Hiko, is if, you know, you see something that you... is not how it should be at your neighbour's place and sing out. That's usually what scares them off. I mean, you know, we have a lot of people going on about how we've got dogs and stuff and, you know, roaming through Ahipara, but by crikey dicks, you can tell when someone's walking around the loop, because you can hear them all start from one house and they're all the way up the village, eh? So they're a good little kaitohu, those things, but just keep an eye on your neighbours.
Ai, tēnā koe moera, kōrero e hua. Kia pai te roanga ake o tō rā, and hopefully have a kōrero, a catch up with you next week. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, tēnā koe.
Kā te ake rā i tātou mā, koe a te reo kōrero tui te pāmonga kaupapa e pākaha tuana ki te takiwā o Ahipara. Ahoi nō rā, mohi ana tātou he mahanga kaupapa, kaimua i te aro tonu i ēnei momo kaupapa, haka rauora waiata tawhito, Kura reo hoki kei mua i te aro i a Whirinaki, hei te mutunga iho o te marama o Whiringa a Rangi. Nō reira, tēnā pia he wāhanga kōrero anō mō taua kaupapa e haere ake nei. Engari mō tēnei wā, kua āhua memiti te puna kōrero. Mai tonu mai koutou katoa ki te hiku o te ika.